VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. And our lines are open. This is an open phone segment, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. But we've kept Gene over. He's going to stay for this segment so that...
Gene, you're sitting in the duck blind with us right now.
What was that? There was a second duck.
Oh, that was me.
All right. So the...
Don't ask, Gene.
Yeah, you heard the duck. You know what it means. Anyway, we're talking about live auctions,
right? And I'm kind of getting into it here. So I signed up to bid, and I was accepted.
Yeah, you were.
And the starting bid is $75. There's a seller is estimating $150 to $250 for the item.
Right.
And I have to know that whatever I bid, I have to pay 15%. In addition to that, and that kind of goes to the auction house, I guess, right?
That's right.
Okay. But what I don't understand now is, where do I bid? I mean, if I want to pre-bid, there's no place to bid.
Well, so you have to sign up for bidding.
Which I did.
And you go back to the listing.
Which I did.
And then what happened?
There's no place to buy now, or bid now, rather. There's no place.
There should be. Hold on. Let's see.
So what we call the view item page.
I'm going to go back there now, because I've just been approved, and it says here, yeah, so there's, you have to refresh the page, darling, sweetie, darling. Go back to your fan page and refresh it. There's a place for placing a bid.
Oh, now I, yes, well, who knew you had to refresh the page?
You should always refresh your pages.
Gave me a heart attack.
You can. I went back to it.
We are open for business.
Gene just about went white as a ghost.
So, Gene, here's the deal, Gene.
Yeah.
All right.
On the, you
know.
She's
a Luddite, basically.
When you go, you know what? I'm not. Let me tell you what I am.
She's taking it personally.
Oh, there it is.
Let me tell you exactly what I am.
What
I'm a person that enjoys and appreciates perfection. And if you want to be...
Well, it's
perfectly sure
Griff,
people know how to bid. You need to have a little note on the page where you get approved. So be sure to refresh your
page. Well, I appreciate that feedback. We'll see what we can do.
Thank
great
you
feedback,
very much.
Lee.
Let me file that right now.
You know what? Let's put it under, when you see a red light, make sure you stop.
That'll okay, I just placed a bid. And does that, if I'm allowed to confirm, I'm going to click on confirm.
Yeah.
And so they don't put it up there that people have pre-bid. So I don't know if anybody else has bid, right?
No, you won't know.
That's
okay.
Right.
No. But you could also just show up at the auction in 10 days, 22 hours, 26 minutes, and 38 seconds.
It's a lot more fun.
It's a lot more fun.
Oh, I agree, but I just thought, you know, I wanted to learn the whole thing. That's all.
So be careful, because if you submit a bid this way and then you go bid live, unlike eBay's system, you'll be bidding against yourself.
Unless somebody bids higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I get it. I get the drift. But I want to be down as having bid already. That's just a thing.
We'll interview you at our next show.
Thank you.
Your exciting
and
move.
I like this. This is very exciting.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're having a good time with it.
We are, and I have to confess, although I've submitted bids, I haven't bought anything yet.
You haven't?
I haven't won anything.
I've bought an expensive, well, expensive for me, bottle of French perfume from my mother.
What was the brand?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
It was expensive and it was French.
Do you know that Griff is an expert on it?
So Griff is an expert on many
No, no, no. He used to sell a lot of
stuff. I have 1,200 bottles of fragrance
Griff
at home.
Griff used to sell many, many things.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And I
had
purchased
to make a living.
A ship's compass from the mid-1800s.
Oh, that's cool.
Brass and mahogany. And I'm quite excited about that.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, you told me you were going to start buying Bakelite radios. Did you ever do that?
I have my eye on a Bakelite radio. I haven't pulled that trigger.
I know the guy who started that craze.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name is John Sedelli, and he and his wife used to do antique shows. They used to run them as managers.
Right.
And he did a. He had been buying them and collecting them for a few years.
Right.
And they weren't very hot back then. This was like 19. I was going to say 80.
Yeah.
And there was a big show in New York, folk art show, and he did a whole booth with these radios and marked them $5,000 to $15,000 a piece, and within an hour. Everything sold.
Are you serious? They're just beautiful.
They are. They're lovely. They're
gorgeous.
We say Bakelite. We actually mean Catalan. But
that's right.
Yeah.
And I love this combination. Like, they look beautiful, but they also perform a function.
They do. They still work.
Yeah.
AM, but they still work. That's you right. can listen to, you know, KGO.
Hey, don't put down AM.
Don't put down AM.
AM is great for the spoken voice. You
did
don't
you
need
hear me?
Stereo.
There is no I in AM.
So,
there's an F and FM, though.
So now stay with us. You know, stay with us, Gene, okay? You're going to find out what the duck quack was all about, just
all
in
right.
case you haven't listened to eBay Radio before. Andrew.
Which, like many employees, he doesn't.
Don't be absurd.
Andrew, also known as Jay in Morristown, New Jersey, and on eBay, he is NM97402. Andrew, what's your question or comment?
Hi. No, I've got the secret word.
Oh, I hope so. What is it?
Locupletive.
That's absolutely
That's
correct. Cue
Yay!
The applause.
That's a big day.
And what does he win, Griff?
Well, he wins.
Tell them what they've won, Johnny.
There you go. He wins a fabulous utilitarian eBay tote bag. And all you have to do in order to get that tote bag. Tote bag.
Go to your room, Griff.
I'm sorry. It's just there's something in the air. It's to just email me with your shipping address. Send it to griff@ebay.com, and I will put it in the mail this afternoon.
Great.
So what do you sell on Good. eBay, Andrew?
Well, you didn't ask what it meant.
Oh, what does it mean?
Having the tendency to enrich by increasing some desirable quality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's what we do at eBay.
It's a code to live by.
It's a code. Right. We should start living by it,
right.
I think. Right?
Exactly.
Andrew, what do you sell on eBay?
Mostly jewelry. Actually, you did a dish on one of my listings not long ago.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Remind me. What was the listing?
It was a diamond ring.
Oh, yes. I remember. Yes.
Blue diamond.
How's it doing?
Actually, that one is still for sale, but a number of them have sold already.
Oh, good.
Well, that's good. We like to hear when they sell.
Well, Andrew, okay, send that information into griff@ebay.com and you'll get
I
your
will.
Bag.
And thank you very much.
Thank you for playing, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. So that's what it was all about, Gene.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I like
it.
This is real radio, baby.
No, I understand. This is not
this ain't
not
no podcast.
Hour.
This is not podcast. This,
this
is
drives her nuts.
Happening.
So people say, I love your little podcast, and Lee actually spouts horns, and steam comes out of her nose. She
She's
gets
like,
so
I don't
angry.
Know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's not a podcast. This is real radio. Yeah, and your host is so professional.
Oh, yeah.
It's like calling a restaurant Tasty Donuts, like if you have to tell people.
Are these donuts tasty?
Well, yes, they are.
Next door, they have not-so-tasty donuts.
So, Gene, what were you doing before eBay?
Before eBay, I was dreaming of coming to eBay.
Really?
Oh, come on, really?
Before eBay, I went to business school, out at Stanford, and before that had lived in Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, one of
I
my favorite places.
Where my fiance, now wife, worked at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Really?
I love that place.
She is a tall woman. Dolly Parton is not, and they met once, and that was a special time, I think. For
oh,
her.
Yeah, Dolly's
oh, you know,
great.
I met Dolly once, and we are the same height.
Oh, I've got an Elvis story for you. It's going to be interesting only to me, but for my going away party, they had just built the Country Music Hall of Fame and opened it the day before.
Yeah.
And so my girlfriend, fiance, was nice enough to throw a party for me. And she threw it in the actual hall of the Country Music Hall of Fame and realized that they didn't have any sound equipment and went down to the archives. And this really cool, cooler than I'll ever be, long-haired guy said, I think I can help you with that. Went back into the back and pulled out the original amplifiers and some of the original equipment that was in Studio B that Elvis recorded.
RCA.
On. That's exactly
oh,
right.
Man.
And so
How
that
exciting.
Was the music for my going away.
Oh, that's
did it
incredible.
Make your lip tremble? And
I was very excited.
Your
it was a big day.
Body
so
shake?
I don't have a big history in country music. My trip to Nashville 2 years
that.
Ago. No, I mean, I know a little bit. I was so excited when I walked into the Country Hall, and I wasn't expecting it. I thought, it's going to be all right. It is. If you're in Nashville, you should go to Nashville. By the way, it's a cool city. The best museum in the world. I was on pins and needles the whole time. I was crying at one point. It's just an amazing place.
They do a really nice job. Amazing. It's an academic institution, but they do a really nice job of making it accessible, making it emotional, making it human. It's a great place.
And they were just paying homage to, was it Taylor Swift, I think, showing all the dresses that she had worn in concert. And they were beautiful. Her costumes were beautiful. So it appeals visually, musically. There was a sound exhibit, a Patsy Cline sound exhibit, which was so moving.
Right.
You burst into tears listening to it. It was so beautiful. And it was just, I was blown away by that place.
They do a great job.
Absolutely blown away. And if you ever go to Nashville, make sure you take Nash Trash tours.
By the way, there are 1,427 results for Country Music Hall of Fame on eBay.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Including Roy Acuff Country Music Hall of Fame vinyl.
That's the music of my homeland.
I didn't know this about Eugene.
Sure.
Oh, it's you learn something new about people you work besides every day.
Fascinating. Sure.
That is fascinating.
Hey,
Gene.
Hey.
Got to start listening to eBay Radio, babe.
I can't stop listening to eBay Radio.
He listens. I was just pulling his leg. Everyone is forced to listen. HR comes around with headphones and they glue them onto your ears and say, part of your contract to work for eBay. You got to listen to the show, slap. I know, only if that were true. But a lot of employees do. You know who listens in almost every time we do a show, Lee?
Who?
Hello, Jeff Terrell.
And he better. Hi, Jeff. How you doing, honey? What are you wearing? Jeff, what are you wearing?
He's the same old thing he wears every day. Gene, thank you so much for sticking around. And
thank you so much for having me.
We'll follow the live auctions as they progress. Open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Call us now, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFast say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFast.com. For more information.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. Web Interpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. Web Interpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at Web Interpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 305.
Keeping your inventory organized is a never-ending challenge. Jeff Davidson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Frog Photography. He has a couple of tips to help you stay organized.
I have a big storage bin, and everything pretty much goes in there, and unless it's something I need, I'm going to part out, and I have another bin for that. And I try to list at least 5 to 10 items a day, but I take things out of that bin, clean it up, take the pictures, and then I'll list them. And then go back into the seller manager and put in the custom label. I use an Excel spreadsheet, and whenever I bring a new product in, I make sure I put it in there and mark down the price I paid for it so I can track it for tax purposes later.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Why don't you call us and tell us your secrets? Whisper them into our ear at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that not-so-secret number is 888-723-4630.
Pete in Minnesota, known on eBay as PCP808. Pete, what's your question or comment?
Well, my question is, it's regarding combined shipping. I do quite a bit of selling and quite a bit of buying on the site, but I have just one heck of a hard time with people buying from me that don't even know that I have shipping discounts.
So,
and I'm curious if you guys have run across similar situations. I'll give you just a real quick example of what I experience all the time. Is I'll have somebody that comes in, buys an item, pays for it, comes in again, buys another item, pays for it, buys another. I've had people buy as many as 10 items, pay for them individually, and then just wait for those items to be shipped.
Right.
Every time I see this, I get super baffled, and I'm like, I got to find out why would somebody do that? So I send a message to them thanking them for the purchase, and then I ask them why they didn't take advantage of those shipping discounts. And I get the same answer every time. Guess what that might be?
What?
I didn't know you had them.
Do you put that in your description?
Well, I do put that in my description, but oddly enough, at least what I've discovered, because I sell a few hundred items a month, I'm under the belief that a good number of people don't even scroll down. You can make most of your decisions on whether to buy something if you're, depending on what it is, of course, based on just looking at a picture, mm-hmm. seeing a price, and then seeing what the shipping charge would be.
Right.
And a lot of people just make that decision right then and there.
Right. What is it that you sell?
I sell miniature die-cast vehicles.
Oh, okay. So they're small.
Yes.
And are these mostly auction or fixed price?
They're all fixed price.
Oh, okay. Have you considered... No, don't... Please, when I say this, don't get upset, because some sellers do. But have you considered taking shipping out of the equation altogether and just adding it into the price of the item?
Well, I have, and I'll tell you why that's not a good idea for me. When you offer free shipping, which really isn't free...
That buyers don't care.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But you have to build that into the price of your item.
Right.
So I have an item that lends itself to people buying multiple pieces. It's people just, I think they get excited when they find the things they sell.
Right.
And they just start buying them. So if I had to raise the price of my items up, say, a few dollars to compensate for that,
mm-hmm.
that would, you know, anybody who's buying multiple pieces then really wouldn't get the benefit of discounted shipping per se.
Do you know this for a fact?
Well,
have you tested it?
Here, I'll give you an example. Because I buy and sell about 1,000 of these items a month on eBay.
Yeah.
I really know what the market is. And okay. I try to stay competitive to keep my prices as reasonable as possible and still be able to sell many of them. Now, I've set up all my shipping. Well, here's the odd thing. Those of us that do sell a product that, you know, generates multiple sales per transaction, even though they become individual often, a lot of people don't even know that I'm offering those discounts. They just, because there's nothing on the site that says it,
mm-hmm.
that says, I mean, you can read where it says, for instance, $4.99 standard shipping.
Right.
And it's always baffled me, okay, well, if you're experienced on the site, you know where to go dig. And I say dig because it's a secret.
Right. So we're almost out of time for this segment, so I want to ask you a question before we do. Have you tried using Promotion Manager?
I have, but you can't. That's only a discount that you can allow on a quantity of purchases.
Exactly.
All I want to do.
But that's it.
Is just
Pete, wait.
Unless you have actually tried moving the shipping into the price of the item, tested it, and see if it works, because then you can give discounts on shipping don't make sense in the e-commerce market. It's very hard. You'd be hard-pressed to find any e-commerce site that offers discounts on shipping. They offer discounts on multiple purchases. It's easier for the buyer to understand. So my suggestion in the time we have left would be to consider testing with some of your die-cast cars. You move the price into the item, the shipping price, because it's a small item. It should be easy to do. I do this with shirts. I sell on eBay. I offer everything free shipping. And then use promotion managers, which will show up at the top of your listing description, saying, you know, there are discounts for multiple purchases with the, you know, you have to put them in the cart. That's the thing that's different about eBay from the old days, is in order to take advantage of these, if you want to purchase them, put it in the cart. When you get them all together, pay once.
Pete, I hope we helped you today.
If you need help with this, just let me know through email and I'll walk you through it. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell LV ship. Coming up, eBay New Year's resolutions. When we return with more of eBay Radio.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales, created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.